So in our business, it's all about enunciation.
It is about enunciation.
Good morning.
Oh, this is so funny. So I was wondering why Naomi kept on saying hen, and it's because I was trying to describe eggs. So I said chicken lay these, but because I'm going fast, sounded like chicken ladies, apparently.
Chicken ladies.
So chicken ladies are hens. Oh. And that now makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Oh, Naomi, I'm so sorry.
But chicken ladies.
Chicken ladies.
It's a 10 to go before 7. We're about an hour away from the easiest quiz in the world. We're up to $2,000 for that at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, this has been so much fun. 30 seconds on the clock. 10 really, really easy questions. You definitely know the answers to those questions. It's just a matter of nailing 10 in 30 seconds.
Exactly. Like hesitating for a second and a half could mean the difference between you having $2,000 in your pocket or not. But like, it's not that you take your time, but just don't rush it. You know all these answers.
You do.
Really do. Chicken ladies, by the way, not one of the answers.
Maybe chicken fingers. You never know.
Oh, delicious.
We got Shibuzi coming up in a second, and we'll take a look at our headlines as Montreal marked yesterday's one-year anniversary of the Israel-Hamas war with vigils and with protests.
Yeah, there was a vigil at McGill and one later in the West End. Protest at Concordia. After that, Montrealers on both sides of the conflict gathered in the city yesterday. And while police presence was maximized, there were no major incidents. In the past year, though, more than 340 protests related to the Israel-Hamas war and just over 100 arrests related to those protests have taken place in Montreal. In less than 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene, and evacuations are underway along the Florida's Gulf Coast for Hurricane Milton. Now, Milton dipped down to a Category 4 overnight, and while it should drop to a Category 3 before it makes landfall tomorrow, it is likely to keep growing in size, meaning it'll reach a much larger area than usual. It is being called one of the most destructive hurricanes on record. And the CRTC wants Canada's big three telecoms to lower their international roaming fees. They have until November 4th to let the CRTC know what their concrete steps will be in responding to the concerns about these rising cell phone fees. If the CRTC says that they find the companies are not making sufficient progress, they call it, they will launch a formal public proceeding. I'm taking a look at that drive-in. It's business as usual on the 40 eastbound. That Illitoort is backing to the 30-40 split. Then it fills in around Cavendish to get on to DeCary. Stays tight, right? All the way through to Saint-Laurent, where we still have a stalled truck in the middle lane. 20 east, that Gallipot is reaching for Cardinal Léger. Then it gets crowded between the 13 and 1st Avenue. Now is the time to choose Mazda. Enjoy amazing offers until October 31st. Discover the new 2025 models now. Visit your Mazda dealer today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Oh, it feels like fall, but it's going to be a beautiful day. Mostly sunny with a high of 15 today. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We do have a 30% chance of rain, also with a high of 15. Right now, only 5 degrees.